Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. It is Friday Love Session. And thank you for joining us. Today's topic is, have you ever experienced being in love and how did you know? So we're going to learn the 10 differences of loving someone opposed to being in love. And how did you know the difference? I did have a few people email me to ask a few questions and to talk about some of their experiences. And also, you're welcome to call in as well and ask your question live on the air during the show. And that call-in number is 646-649-1951. We would love to hear your experience and your input on how do you feel about the topic. Have you ever experienced being in love, and how did you know? So with that being said, our Friday Love Session, we're going to move forward. Now, what I have is the definition, so to speak, of being in love. And some have noted it as just an infatuation, but really loving someone is actually doing stuff on their behalf and thinking of them as well as yourself. And there is definitely a difference from being in love and loving someone. So what we're going to talk about are the differences. So I have someone that emailed in a question, and we'll start off with that question, and then we'll go right into the segment. I knew the difference because he was the air that I breathed. He was my heartbeat. He was my spiritual connection. He was my soulmate. He made my heart smile. He made my heart giggle. I still got the chitters when I saw him, whenever I would see him. Now, and that's what you call true love. And this is the caller's, basically, this is her definition of being in love and how she knew the difference. And then she goes to say, in previous relationships, I didn't get that same spark. My heart did not ignite the same exact way from being when I was in love. Also, when I was in love, the breakup was a lot more harder and more difficult for me to endure, to the point where I had to actually go to therapy to wipe the slate clean and get past the hump of being stuck and being in love for so many years with the same person after our separation. Now, that is deep. So, and this is for ladies and for men, so, and it's not just targeting actually for women, but because the woman that's emailed in the question, I'll just go ahead and jump right in on to what she said. Now, ladies, you know, we are known because we are definitely emotional. We are emotional by nature. And men are physical, and we know that. And so when you have a man that is in love, I think it's totally different, which is that is a whole nother conversation. I don't want to get off of the topic far as knowing the differences from being in love and loving someone. So, you know, when you're in love with someone, that person is a part of you. That's what you feel. And some people can say, well, when I love someone, that person is a part of me. So let's just talk a little bit about the differences and some experiences that other people have went through far as being in love. So when you love someone, you need this person. You don't just want, or rather the only want. You need him or her. You need this person to live happy and healthy life because your happiness literally depends on it. You need him or her to be a part of your life in some way or another. Not because you want to own a piece of this person, but because you want to give him or her a piece of yourself. Loving someone is deeming him or her worthy of owning a part of you. It isn't about ownership. It's about wanting only the best for that individual, something that often means letting that love go. When you love someone, you need this person as well. However, the emotion attached is not the same. So let's go into a little more detail about that because I know personally for me, I will talk about an experience of my own versus loving and being in love with someone as well since I was asked the question. When you're in love with someone, your emotions are always on high. Your brain is producing the most amazing chemical cocktail, making you feel as if you were floating atop of a cloud. You get high just by being in love with a person. And it's a sort of high you never want to let go of. No one wants to calm down from such a high. This is where the problem lies. you inevitably do calm down. When you love someone, your emotions settle and then fluctuate. Loving someone isn't as much about the emotions as it is about the thought. Thinking about someone, wishing the best for that person, doing the best to make him or her happy and well, caring for that person just as much as, if not more than yourself, that's what love is. The emotions that come with it are just the perks. Once you have passed that stage of simply being in love with someone to actually loving him or her, you have to learn to let go of the constant high and arrive the less frequent waves as they come. They always come. They aren't the in-love emotional state that only falling in love allows for. So basically what I'm getting from this read is that when you're in love, you're on a high, it's almost like an infatuation, and it doesn't last. Now, I don't know if some of you would agree with that or not. However, you know, right now, I think that people have spouses and they have bows that from 5-10 year relationships, and they're still in love with that person. That person still makes you giggle. You can think about something that person said to you during the day or the day before, and you just start smiling. So I really think it's possible to stay in love. I think it does require work, and it's definitely going to require maintenance, because at some point you do come off of that high. So my question is, how do you get back on that high and stay in love with that person and staying motivated to stay in love with that individual? Because you're going to love someone that you're with. That's a given. I would hope that most of us that are in a relationship at this point definitely love a person that we are with and we share our lives with. I think that's important. But being in love with that person, exactly, it is a perk. So I was asked the question. I would like to ask the host, Teresa Murphy, a question. Have you ever been in love, or do you know what it feels like? Or can you tell us about your experience? So I normally do the interviewing, so it sounds like someone wants to get a little take on what my thoughts are outside of what I'm reading. For me, I have been in love, and I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like to love someone. And that being in love is, it's a high. But not only is it a high, your expectations of that person sometimes are unrealistic when you're in love. So when things, if something should happen, or, you know, we're human all at the end, you know, at the end of the day, and people make mistakes. But it's like you give that individual no room for error. And to me, it's because you have this person on a pedestal because you're so in love with this individual, and obviously it's for a reason. And hopefully it's reciprocal, because being in love with someone that's not in love with you, again, it's a whole other story, and we won't get into that segment today, but that's even more of a challenge. For me, I was actually in love with someone that was in love with me, so it was reciprocal. However, the first initial experience of me being in love, it took its toll, and I basically, you know, I breathed this air that this person breathed, and I shared my spirit, I shared my soul, and this person inside me came out that I did not even know exist. And when I love someone, I care about someone. So I know people are like, well, can you go into more detail? You know, when you share everyday life with someone, opposed to when you first meet someone and you get this infatuation about a person and you go on all these great dates and things are just going well. Well, a good year or so into the relationship, or if you get married, things do change, because sometimes love gets on the back burner. And not getting off the subject for myself, but when you have to pay bills with someone, share a household with someone, you start to have to actually make sure that love stays in there, because it will get on the back burner, and you have to start doing things, not doing things for each other out of love, but making sure that love is still there, but it's still growing, that you're still nurturing that love. So my experience definitely was a lot different from even being married to that first experience when I was young and I fell in love. Mine came from all a bad situation coming up and going through domestic violence, and then meeting, to me, in my eyes, my Prince Charming. But we know that's not realistic. And when Prince Charming actually did something to that I felt that was hurtful, it's almost like I got stuck in this life, and I lost years of my life because of that emotion. So you have to be careful when, you know, you do feel that high. It's a great feeling. I promise you, it's a wonderful feeling for those of you that have not felt it. But if you have felt it, you know exactly what I'm saying, and you can relate to what I'm saying. So, no, I'm not telling you don't go fall in love with your husband or fall out of love with your husband or your spouse or your beau or significant other, because love, to me, does conquer all. Now, the prices to pay come with that, of course. Anyone that has loved someone or currently loves someone knows that, you know, that's just not an everyday reality where you wake up and you're just in love and that's your whole life. You know, things come with that. So when you do love someone, you aren't rushing to reach the finish line. The goal that being loved calls for no longer exists, but only because it's already been reached. This often scares people because they begin to feel a need to continue making progress. Unfortunately, everything in the universe is finite. You can't make progress and continue building something greater forever. The only thing you can eventually do is keep reinforcing what you already have. Being in love is not only understanding that you have is all you need, but wanting to strengthen that bond indefinitely. Again, back to what I just recently said, it takes work and maintenance. So if you're not willing to put the work in, and that's whether you're in love or you love someone, then the experience may not be for you. Because when you're in love with someone, you think you care more about that person more than you actually do. So falling in love is such much easier than loving. When you're in love, the chemicals in your brain and body make you feel as if the person is the greatest person in the world. Again, you're on a high. So you believe this person to be the most amazing specimen you have ever encountered. Sadly, this way of thinking usually wears off as soon as the feel-good chemicals wear off. Then you're left lost and confused. And that's where a lot of us can get hurt in the process. So, again, it's a great feeling if you've experienced it. If you are experiencing it or you have not yet experienced it, just leave room for error at the end of the day when you're in love, because that person that you're in love with, they are human, and humans do make mistakes. And you can fall out of love with someone too. So what goes up must come down. Am I correct? So love goes up, love comes down. In the case of falling in love, what comes down often crawls back up. If you can fall in love with a person, then you know you can just as easily fall out of love with him or her. Now, I may have to disagree with that just a little bit, and this is based off of my own personal experience. I had a hard time falling out of love. Now, I didn't have a hard time falling in love, but falling out of love, I did have a hard time with that. So I guess that's each to its own. Being in love and romantic love altogether is mostly a result of our mind's creation. We make or allow ourselves to fall in love by romanticizing the individual as well as the relationship. When you're in love, reality doesn't always line up with your version of it. And again, goes back to what I was saying, that you have to be careful because your emotional state when you're in love is totally different from you loving that person and wanting the best for them. Again, you put that person on a pedestal and you live your life on a high. So, and basically, we do know most highs do come down at some point. So when you love someone, you never really stop loving that someone. If you see the differences of being in love and on a high and on an emotional attachment to this individual, thinking that this person is your quasi-god, so to speak. So loving a person is something that defines you. It defines the person you are, those we love, those we care about most, those who mean the most to us, and who have affected us most in our lives are those who never really leave us. They may remove themselves or be removed from our lives, but they never leave our minds. Their memory, the thought of them, makes us feel strong emotion. Their presence in our lives has such an incredible influence on us that because of them, we are different people. So that individual that you were in love with, hopefully that it was a learning experience for you and it did not discourage you to, of course, approach love again and be open and freely to love again unconditionally, which is, again, totally different from being in love. And that's why I feel like being in love only happens, if you're lucky, once in a lifetime. I don't feel that that's something that happens on a regular basis. That's not going to be for every relationship, and you're not meant to fall in love with everyone that you actually link up with. So with that being said, on our Friday segment of love and being in love, I hope that you find that one individual that sparks your life in your heart. And until we speak again, thank you for joining in on Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. Have a fantastic Friday on purpose.